The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches Amud Aleph is discussing blowing a shofar that comes from a carbon, whether yetz or not. And the Gemara says the following halacha: Amar v'yudah b'shofar shel oila leyitkav in taki yatzah. If you're blowing a shofar that came from a carbon oila, you're not allowed to blow. There's an issur to use it because it's hekdesh. But if you did blow your yetz in the midst of shofar, b'shofar shel shlamim leyitkav. If you have a shofar that came from a carbon shlamim leyitkav, there's an issur to blow in taki leyatzah. And if you do blow b'diavad, you're not yetz in the midst of my time. And what's the chiluk between oila and shlamim? Ayla bas milahi, and ayla is something where there's a din me'ila, came in the malba nafik l'chulin, once your ma'ila goes out l'chulin. So it's true, it's asr to blow because of the isr me'ila, but once you do blow, the hana makes it go out l'chulin, and now you're yaitz in the mitzvah of tkiya shayfer. But shlamim delabne me'ilin, in which shlamim do not have an isr me'ila, so isur hadarachavu, so the isr remains on it, it's not yaitz l'chulin because there is no din me'ila in shlamim, blow nafik l'chulin, doesn't go out l'chulin, and therefore not only did he do an isr, but you are not yaitz in the mitzvah because it remains hektish at the time of the blowing. So it's mavoir from the Gemara that both Ayla and Shlomim are not allowed to blow, but Ayla b'diavad, if you blew, you're yet to the mitzvah because there's a din me'ila and it goes out l'chulim, but Shlomim that does not have a din me'ila, it's not yet to l'chulim, you're not yet to the mitzvah, but you're still also to blow because of the iser of blowing in a shayfer of a Shlomim. And the Pella in the Gemara is that if there's no iser me'ila by Shlomim, there's no din me'ila by Shlomim, so then what iser is there? The whole iser is the iser me'ila, not to be mail. But if the Gemara is saying that Shlomim do not have a din me'ila, and that's why it's not Yetzel Chulin, so then what Isser is there possibly for me to blow? Lechar, I'm not doing anything wrong. There is no Isser to be mail, and it should be mutter to blow Lechat Chila. So how could it be that there's no me'ila, but yet there is still an Isser? And this kasha is asked by the Shita Megabatzis in Menachas and Daf Dalel and Beis. It's brought down in the Hashmatas of the Shita and not in the Masachta. And the Shita says, the Issa over here is an Issa Bal Yachel. Just like when a person makes a nether and he does not keep his Dibor, doesn't keep his nether, you're Avram Bal Yachel. Every time you're Mechel, you're Dibor, you're Avram Bal Yachel. So over here as well, you're Makdashit. By being Makdashit, it's like making a nether, and now when you're nether from it, you're Avram the Issa Bal Yachel. Now, Luchara, the Shita is a Pella, because it seems to be like a catch 22. If there's no Issa over here, if we're saying there's no Me'ila, and without the Issa Me'ila, there's no Issa over here, so then where's the Bayachel? Bayachel means I'm going against my Dibur, but I never made a Dibur to say that I won't be Nana from it. I said Hareza a Hektish, but if Hektish does not include a Din Me'ila, so Hektish doesn't mean that there is any Issa Me'ila over here, so then where does it begin? What Dibur of mine was I Mechel? How am I over my Dibur being Nana from it? If I never said I'll be Yasser Ma'ana, and making Hektish does not have an Issa Me'ila, so l'chor, there's no Issa here at all. It's very hard to understand the Shita. It would seem that the Shita held that maybe the mere fact that you said Hareza Hektish, the Etzem Metzias of Hektish, somehow means you have to be Parish from it. It's Mufresh and Muvdol, you can't be Nana from it. It's difficult to understand where exactly he gets an Isser Me'ila over here, or an Isser Bal Yachel, if there's no inherent Isser within the Hektish. That's the Paldeka Chiddush of the Shita. Now this Kasha and the Shita, where does the Bal Yachel come from? If there's no Isser, I heard a Gevaldika Maisa concerning this Kasha. I heard this Maisa, this is about Rav Kalman Epstein Shita, the Rashiva of Yeshiva Shara Taira, and if I get the details wrong, I hope someone from Shara Taira will correct me, but this is the way I remember the Maisa. Rav Kalman was once in Yerushalayim, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he bumped into Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal, and the Rav Kalman asked him this kasha on the Shita. He says, the Shita says the Isser is Mishum Bal Yachel. How could there be an Isser Bal Yachel if you never said your Dibur never was Kailo and Isser? So how could you have a Bal Yachel to not be Mechil Dibur if you never said it's going to be Yasser? So he asked Bavadi the kasha. I don't know if Bavadi gave him a teretz or not, but that was the end of the Maisa at that point. Now, 20 years later, Bavadi once came to America, and Rav Kalman, he was giving a shiur. Rav Kalman was there, and afterwards Rav Kalman went to introduce himself, and as soon as Bavadi saw him, he said to him, Shita Mikubatzis Menachas Daf Dalem Beis. That's what he remembered when he saw Rav Kalman. That was the Gemalika Avas of Torah of Rav Avadia, that he saw everything through the lens of Torah. And when he saw a person ask him a kasha 20 years later, he still remembered his kasha and the Shita, and that's how he identified him. And anyways, if anyone has a teretz of the Shita, what is the pshat in this Isser Bal Yachel, I'd love to hear.